In Durban, South Africa this morning, several thousand demonstrators from around the world have converged outside the UN Conference on Racism. Demonstrators are chanting messages of solidarity with the conference's goals of fighting racism and poverty. Many are also chanting messages critical of Israel and the United States. The World Conference Against Racism, Racial Discrimination, Xenophobia, and Related Intolerance is in its second day. It will continue through next week. Already the conference has been ground down in controversy. A working draft of the declaration before delegates includes language that criticizes Israel for its treatment of Palestinians. In protest of that language, the United States has refused to send its top-level diplomats. The U.S. has also objected to suggestions for reparations to African descendants of the Atlantic slave trade. NPR's Kenneth Walker was at today's demonstrations in Durban. He has this report.
Marching contingents from far-flung parts of the world came together to march and chant in unity against racism in general, as well as to highlight issues from their own countries. Ivan Scruggs Leftwich, the director of the U.S. Black Leadership Conference, has been visiting South Africa since the mid-70s. For her, this march was a personal milestone.
I cannot imagine a greater and more important capstone to my own personal efforts to bring about change and equity and justice than to be a part of this experience and to join this morning in unity with people of color from across the world who are fighting racism and are determined that it this time will be suppressed.
Meanwhile, the racism conference has moved into its second day with a series of speeches touching on one of the most controversial issues under debate here: the demand by many African states for a formal apology by Western nations for the slave trade. Nigeria's president, Olusegun Obasanjo, said an apology is essential, intrinsic to the healing process.
It is imperative that we show our ingenuity by finding ways to ensure that we do not allow the history of slavery and colonialism to continue to plague the memory of the world.
But not all African leaders are asking for an apology. Senegal's president, Abdoulaye Wade, has stirred controversy in his own country and elsewhere on the continent by saying it is not needed. He does want the slave trade to be labeled a crime against humanity, but rather than an apology, he's advocating what he calls an expression of repentance. The Senegalese president spoke through an interpreter.
In other words, an acceptance by the peoples who benefited from slavery, of the great injustice caused to Africa. They must recognize the material, psychological, and civilizational damage that it did, because slavery and colonization destroyed our structures.
The choice of words is viewed as crucial in the legal sense. Western nations oppose the idea of an apology, fearing it would unleash a flood of lawsuits demanding reparations. Several key African leaders insist that's not the case, but they are asking for compensation in the form of contributions to African development programs. And the Senegalese leader, among others, is also seeking help for what he calls Africans of the diaspora, the descendants of slaves. Kenneth Walker, NPR News, Durban.